This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The External Affairs Ministry today said the recent remarks by the U.S. State Department on Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest are unwarranted. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said any such external imputation on India's electoral and legal processes is completely unacceptable. India had lodged its strong objection and protest with a senior official from the U.S. Embassy yesterday with regard to the comments made by the U.S. State Department. The spokesperson stressed that in India, legal processes are driven only by the rule of law. He said anyone who has similar ethos, especially fellow democracies, should have no difficulty in appreciating this fact. He highlighted that India is proud of its independent and robust democratic institutions and committed to protect them from any form of undue external influences. Mr. Jaiswal stated that mutual respect and understanding form the foundation of international relations and states are expected to be respectful of the sovereignty and internal affairs of others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today alleged that to browbeat and bully others is vintage Congress culture. In a social media post referring to the letter written by a group of lawyers to Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud, expressing concern over attempts to undermine the judiciary's integrity, Mr. Modi said 5 decades ago, Congress had called for a committed judiciary. He claimed that Congress wants commitment from others for their selfish interests, but desists from any commitment towards the nation. Prominent lawyers including Harish Salvi, Manan Kumar Mishra and Pinky Anand have written to the Chief Justice of India. In the letter, they allege that a vested interest group is trying to pressure the judiciary, influence judicial process and defame courts on the basis of frivolous logic and stale political agendas. They said their pressure tactics are obvious in political cases, particularly those involving political figures accused of corruption. A Delhi court has extended the Enforcement Directorate ED custody of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to the 1st of April in the money laundering case related to the alleged liquor policy scam case. He was arrested on March the 21st by the ED. Special Judge Kaveri Baweja of Rouse Avenue Court passed the remand extension order after Kejriwal was produced in court on the expiry of his 6 days of ED custody. Yesterday, the Delhi High Court had declined interim relief to Kejriwal and only issued notice on his plea challenging the arrest and remand. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today arrested a key conspirator in Bengaluru's Rameshwaram Cafe blast case. The arrest was made following massive raids across multiple locations in Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Uttar Pradesh by the agency. The investigations have revealed that the arrested key conspirator had extended logistic support to the other two identified accused in the case involving an IED explosion at the cafe. The blast had taken place earlier this month in which several people were injured. The External Affairs Ministry today reiterated that Arunachal Pradesh was, is and will remain an integral and inalienable part of India. Responding to media queries in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India's position on the matter of Arunachal Pradesh has been made very clear time and again. He stressed that China may repeat its baseless claims as many times as they want, but that is not going to change India's position. The Intermeteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall over the western Himalayan region and adjoining plains of northwest India for the next 4 days. It said another fresh western disturbance is likely to affect the western Himalayan region. Under its influence, fairly widespread to widespread light rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning is expected over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand until Sunday. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals set a target of 186 runs for Delhi Capitals at Sawai Man Singh Indoor Stadium in Jaipur this evening. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals hit 185 runs for 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Delhi Capitals were 34 for 2 in 4 overs when reports last came in. Tomorrow, Royal Challengers Bangalore and Kolkata Knight Riders will lock horns at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.